Wildlife experts say if they knew where snails infected with a parasite known as trematodes were, they'd try to discourage migrating ducks from feeding there. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service expert Jim Nissen says that's not possible. Nissen says all they can do is keep track of how many coots and ducks have died along the Mississippi River north of La Crosse. Nissen says trematodes have complex life cycles that require two intermediate hosts like mollusks to develop before they infect their final bird host.
The birds get it when they eat infected invertebrates, particularly snails. The birds can get a lethal dose, you know, in less than 24 hours of feeding, and it doesn't take them too long to die afterwards. So we're thinking now, having gone through this on several different migrations, that the birds are probably getting them on the Mississippi River and you know, maybe even Lake Onalaska.
Since September, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has counted 1,200 dead coots and 50 dead diving ducks. Nissen says die-offs began in the fall of last year and continued this spring.
Sometimes it runs its course fairly quickly, you know, maybe two or three migrations, and then other areas, Shawano Lake, for example, it kind of comes and goes. In some years they've picked up many thousand birds, and then it kind of goes in remission for a bit, and then for whatever reason it shows itself again.
Scavenging birds feed on the dead ducks, but it appears they're not at risk. Nissen says there's no documented human health threat, yet he cautions hunters should not consume sick-looking ducks and should wear gloves when cleaning the birds and cook them well done. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.